Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Doesn't it feel like playoff time, Browns Nation? I think so. Anytime the snow starts to swirl around the shores of Lake Erie, that's what my thoughts turn to. Michael Regi, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Matty, I've still got him. I tried to get him transferred. You know, some of the old tape, like that old tape, the VHS that you used to stick in back in the day. I've got all the Browns playoff games from the 80s. But I stuck in today because it was this kind of day with the snow swirling. The last Browns playoff win, January 1, 1995, after the 94 season, when Bill Belichick and Vinny Testaverde, on a day like this, at the old stadium, you remember it?
I do.
Took down his mentor, Bill Parcells, Drew Bledsoe, and the New England Patriots.
I do remember that. Wow.
This
and,
kind
and,
of
and
day.
It was
I
this
threw
kind
it
of
in
day,
there today.
Right.
I checked it out. Testaverde hit Mark Carrier.
Yes.
For a TD pass. And the defense was terrific. Nick Saban, the D coordinator. Browns defense was flying around. Terrific that day. Pepper Johnson and the gang. And fun, you know. So I got the feeling of this type of weather, the old place, and a big Brown success. And wouldn't it be wild, Matt, to be able to have a – and I normally don't get ahead of myself like this. It's just – but because they're in position.
Yes.
The Browns control their destiny. They lead the AFC North. You keep winning, as we said, good things are going to happen. Wouldn't it be wild and just a phenomenal – hopefully not an end game. You'd rather have more – but a phenomenal fitting conclusion to a regular season to be able to play a home playoff football game.
There is no doubt in my mind, and there is no fan base in all of the national football that deserves it more than the Cleveland Browns fans and that dog pound. It is well overdue, and they've been through enough that they finally want to reach out and touch that light at the end of the tunnel. And this team and this locker room and this head coach, Mike Pettine, have an opportunity to do that simply by focusing on the tasks at hand.
Yeah, no. Task at hand. I love that, man. That keeps it real simple, real straightforward. You just said it. Put the blinders on.
Yep.
Tunnel vision. Put the blinders on. That's a beautiful thing. I love it. All right, let's get back to all of you. We know that you've been waiting. You want to dialogue with us. So we do that. Let us swing to our friends to the north. The Canadian friends, Browns Nation. Here's Cam as we welcome him to Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hi, Cam. How are you?
Oh, doing unreal, man. Just love the Browns so much. Love it.
That's great, man.
Can't get enough of your guys' station either. I have that thing going on. People look at me like I'm crazy. Big Saskatchewan Rough Rider fan, too, but just loving what you guys are doing. So I was going to say, you know, some of the areas you guys addressed earlier today, and I don't want to relegate Coach Pettine to a high school guy, but I mean, that's where he's dyed in the wool, incredibly successful high school family. The one thing that a high school coach, successful high school coach knows how to do is manage children when they get out of hand and get egotistical. The other thing they know how to do is manage stars on the opposition, and they know how to take care of stars, because a lot of times in the high school game, it's a one or two man show. And they're going to be able to do that with J.D. Watt. They've been able to do it with Roethlisberger. They did it last weekend in Cincinnati with a couple of their receivers. So that's another thing. And then the other thing that high school coaches do is they get everybody involved. Everybody feels like they're a big part of the team. And I'm telling you, Pettine is absolutely unbelievable. I loved him the second you hired him, and I can't believe how well he's doing.
I agree with this statement.
Terrific points,
Yeah, and for me personally, having never played for the Cleveland Browns and been a part of their past, me starting in this building, it definitely is Mike Pettine on down, but then you got to go above Coach Mike Pettine as well to get that sense of team and that sense of all in and that sense of camaraderie. And it starts with Jimmy Haslam and his investment into the Cleveland Browns, then on down into Alex Shiner and Ray Farmer and the job that they have done in nurturing Coach Mike Pettine and surrounding him with the proper pieces to create the environment that he wanted in coming here, because there's always some type of pushback at one level, whether it be the players pushing back at a coach or management pushing, you know, not agreeing with coaches or ownership, not with management, and so on and so forth. And it feels like right now, a lot of the reason why we're sitting at 6-3 is we've Jimmy Haslam and him being a part of it, they've created the perfect storm right now. You know, they're all working together.
Yeah, no question about it. So, and I think, you know, the bottom line with all of this too is they made it very, very clear. It's about winning. It's about winning. There's nothing else that is going to ever be more important than winning football games in here. And I think that's something that, that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine and their staffs absolutely embraced. We talk about it all the time. Yeah, they're rooks. You know, they're a rookie general manager. You got a rookie head coach. But guys that, that certainly seem to get it and understand until you can build that framework of winning. You're going to be spinning your wheels. You're going to be spinning your wheels. And that's something I think they, they've beautifully done. And so far, again, it's, you know, still seven football games to go, but it's manifested itself in a 6-3 record. All right, let's stay rolling here with you on Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's swing into Youngstown and say hello to Mike. Mike, what's happening? How are you, man? Welcome.
How you doing, gentlemen?
We're
doing
great. Well. Good to hear from you, Mike.
Hey. And go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
I think the Browns are going to be 10-6. You know, I hope they can be 11-5. I didn't understand. I'm not bad rapping the caller because I don't do that. I just don't understand the part that they're going to lose because they're not going to be able to handle success. You know, I don't understand that. But everybody has their own opinion. I think we should, to be successful, we have to beat the teams that we should beat and sneak a win in of somebody we're not supposed to beat. And as far as Patton goes, you know, when people say things, his other running backs say things, or you know, it always seems like he comes out, addresses it to the public. And what Ben Tate said, I don't see anything wrong with it being a competitor. You want the ball. You want it. Matt, when you were on the field and it was a big play, weren't you thinking there, to yourself, run the ball at me? That's what I think you should be, and I think that they'll be able to handle the three running backs.
I do, too. And just to your point, both at Ohio State and also in the National Football League with the San Diego Chargers, there has been times in my career where I was a first and second down linebacker and would have to come off the field on third down.
Yep.
Even though I knew to myself, I'm like, I could play on third down. I can cover that guy. I know these defenses like the back of my hand, but because it was better for the team, they liked a different guy over me, and I had to eat that. But also, too, it motivated me to become that three down linebacker and solidify it, and the only way I could do it is in the offseason and in practice.
There you go. I mean, very aptly put, and again, said this yesterday, too. I'm sure that, and I don't have a problem at all with what Ben Tate said, because, again, it speaks to, I'd rather have that than the other way, than a guy that was willing to accept not playing. I'd much rather have the edge of saying, I'm the lead guy here, I want the football. Now, with that, allows, though, Mike Pettine to be able to say, show me, big man. Show me, big fella. Let me see the Ben Tate that, again, as I always allude to, that's average 4.5 yards per carry in 4 years in the National Football League. That gets in four TDs. He's gotten in the end zone well running the football.
Yes.
Tate's done that.
They all have.
He's by far and away the best of the three backs catching the football out of the backfield. But again, for Ben Tate, it's about show us the volume production. We give you the rock 20 times, need 85 yards and a touchdown.
Agreed.
So and Ben Tate will get his opportunity to do that, and let's hope that comes sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I agree. And in my eyes, it doesn't necessarily have to happen sooner than later for me. As long as we're winning football games and we secure a ground game, I feel that that our ability to run the football has a direct result on the final score of the football game.
No, you're right. I mean, that's the key. Again, Matt, as you know, you and I have talked about from the day we met, man, I tingle, literally tingle, thinking about 52 carries of the football, running the football, and dominating a defense because, you know, I know it sounds machismo and all of that, but I mean it, man. To me, that is the strongest way that you impose your will in football. in the National Football League behind an offensive line that basically moves people off the line of scrimmage, and you only have to throw the football 23 times like Brian Hoyer did the other night because you are dominating the game on the ground. I love that.
I do too, and that's why, having played defense – every place I've been, number one goal when you play a football game or a football team is stop the run.
And be honest, before we go to break, honestly, when you knew a team was all about that, right, you as a linebacker, and having to be able to, as you just said, stop a run game, and you know that that is that team you're playing, that's their identity. This is what they do, and they do it well. I'm sure that caused you watch more tape that week, more rep, and understanding how strong you were going to have to be and how stout you were going to take away what they do best.
100%. They pose the challenge. You've got to study to be ready for that challenge.
Yep. All right. A lot more coming up. Don't go away when we get back. A whole lot more with you. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm's here. Nathan Zagura will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Michael Redguy, we've got a lot coming up. Fact or fiction later on in the show. Still rolling with our Ohio business machine, hot topics of the day. I'll reset that when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Snow's flying in Berea. Browns are on the practice field trying to get to 7-3 coming up Sunday. Home game. Going to be a great time down on the shores of Lake Erie. I know you're all ready to get yourself involved. Stay involved with us. Got a lot to do right here at Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I can see the story starting to unfold.